8:03 tee time every Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Backspin Golf is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Edwin Watts Golf, and Georgetown Advantage Air. Let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning. Well, that said, Sunday morning, because that's our usual Backspin Golf time, I don't think it's Sunday morning. Although, now I'm not sure what any day is anymore. It's Saturday morning. And I am here at beautiful Champions, part of the Keene Trace Golf Course. Champions and Keene Run are the two courses. Of course, the Barbasol Championship this week here in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. And the good news is, it's not raining. That's the good news for a tournament that this is the third year of the Barbasol Championship. The first 2 years, the first year we had just a monsoon, incredible weather that weekend. The next year we had, I don't know, it was 140 out every day. And we had some weather on Thursday, kind of throughout the day. It started when most of the guys were on their back nine, and with two long delays for thunderstorms as those went through, to the point where they couldn't finish the first round. Some of the guys had to come back out starting at 7 in the morning, finish their first rounds, and then get to their tee times for round number two. Yesterday, we thought we might have more weather problems. There was some rain that happened. There were little things that went on, but the good news is both rounds were completed. They were saying that this morning it was going to be very bad as late as yesterday afternoon. It is not. It's not raining. It's actually kind of nice outside, very cloudy. There's still a chance of some pop-up things happening throughout the day. But as of right now, we're looking pretty good. And I'll tell you, one of the great things about doing a show early in the morning, of course, I was up today at 4:45 watching the Open Championship, or the British Open, whichever you'd like to call it. And I got here about an hour ago to the Barbasol and just walked around, and there was nobody here except for the volunteers, who are amazing. And just, it's so quiet and peaceful on this beautiful golf course at 7 a.m. The first tee time is happening in just a little while at 8:25. The first tee time, first group, the first twosome will be going off here. Wes Roach and Sahith Tigala. Tigala is a great story. This kid won every golf award in college that you can win. And watching the Barbasol last night on the Golf Channel, he's really something. This kid is a real talent, and he's still young, but he's going to be heard from on the PGA Tour. They're the first twosome off, and our leaders, who are JT Poston at 13-under and Ryan Armour at 12-under, the final group will be going off at 2:50 this afternoon. And this tournament, as we've talked about, the first 2 years of the Barbasol, Troy Merritt won the inaugural Barbasol Championship from here in Lexington. He shot 23-under. And then the next year, Jim Herman shot 26-under. And I'll tell you what, if weather doesn't play a major factor, which it did both of those years, so I guess it really doesn't matter, this is going to be another tournament where the scores are going to be incredibly low. We have so many guys. Yesterday when we went off the air on the drive, there were 9 guys that were all at 10-under, all of them. Bunched leaderboard. There are about 700 guys within 4 shots of the lead, including our buddy, our pal, the great Josh Teeter, who had a spectacular second 9 yesterday. Actually, his whole round, he shot 67, and he's at 8-under, 4 shots off the lead. when there was a chance he thought he may not make the cut. The cut was 4 under par. Now think about that. That was the cut. 156 golfers started out in this tournament on Thursday morning, and half the field made the cut, and you had to be 4 under or lower to play on the weekend. So we're getting ready for some more, for another shootout around here on this great golf course. We're going to take a couple minute break. I'm very excited to tell you, first of all, my buddy Dan Houser, because this is an incredible week of golf, first here at the Barbasol, and of course the Open Championship, which is going on now, middle of the day over in Sandwich, England. My buddy Dan Houser from the Stiff Shaft is going to join us in a couple minutes, and we'll talk some about that Open Champion. And then, this is just an amazing story. If you don't know, if you're in Lexington, you know who Cullen Brown is and his story. At about 8:30, I'm going to get a chance to talk to Cullen's mom and sister, and I can't wait for that. They're going to be in here with me. I'm in the media center here at the Barbasol, and we're going to talk about their most amazing son, Cullen Brown. And then, of course, Matt McCready from Man of War to talk some more Barbasol. All of it on a great golf morning here in the Bluegrass. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
ESPN 92.5 FM and 1300 AM broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship. Coverage of the Barbasol Championship and the British Open is sponsored by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Jake's Cigar Bar, Clark's Pump and Shop, Man of War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Gearheads, Commonwealth Credit Union, Georgetown Advantage Air, and Edwin Watts Golf Store.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence, broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the special Saturday edition of Backspin Golf. Of course, we'll be here again tomorrow morning at 8:03 for our regularly scheduled Backspin Golf from the Barbasol Championship. In a little while, we're going to have Matt McCready from one of our great sponsors, Man of War, join me. We're so thankful for our partners throughout the Barbasol and Backspin Golf. Of course, Georgetown Advantage Air, Man of War Golf, Clark's Pump and Shop. We'll be mentioning all of them as we go along. We're very thankful for them. All right, now, we'll get back to talking about the Barbasol in our next segment with Cullen Brown's mom and sister, and I can't wait. But first, let's talk a little about the other tournament, that B tournament that's going on in Sandwich, England, the Open Championship, with our buddy Dan Houser, who's been up since, 1 o'clock or something, pounding Red Bulls, and is joining me now. He, of course, is with thestiffshaft.com. Hi, Danny boy.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well here. All right, first question, what time did you get up this morning?
Well, this morning, I mean, the tee times weren't that bad today. I mean,
After the cut,
the days you really have to prepare for. Yeah. So I mean, today, you know, I slept in today until probably about 6:30 or 7. It's Thursday and Friday, the 2 days that you have to train for to prepare for your body for that very early morning wake up call. Or, you know, if you're on the West Coast, you just don't even go to sleep. You probably just kind of let it ride through the evening.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I remember when I lived in L.A. and I used to do that. Absolutely, that's what you do. So good. You got a little sleep. You're on your second Red Bull now because you're still recovering from the first 2 days.
It's Saturday now. But hey, you know, we're on the second drink today. I don't know if it's necessarily Red Bull, but hey, we're good to go over here.
Yeah, okay, that a baby. Before we get to the Open Championship, let's talk. We were talking just a little while ago, and I asked you if you had seen any of the Barbasol Championship, which, of course, is where we are We've been here the whole week, and we'll be back again tomorrow. And you had you said, tell me what you said about what you know about the Barbasol Championship.
I said that I hadn't really seen much of the coverage, but I had seen a report that Matt Every went ahead and threw his putter into the water and then proceeded to withdraw thanks to the fantastic Twitter account of Monday Q. And then I just happened to casually mention that to this day, and probably until the day that I die, I have no clue how Matt Every managed to win back-to-back Arnold Palmer Invitational. If I wasn't there covering both of those tournaments, I probably still wouldn't believe that it happened.
Well, here's the thing. You know, golf isn't what we talk about it all the time. It's an amazing sport. So here's this guy that played well enough, and you mentioned Tiger didn't play those 2 years that Matt Avery. What years were those? Do you remember?
I want to say 2013, 2014, but I could be wrong. But somewhere in that general vicinity.
Okay.
It was during one of those times when Tiger was having one of his back surgeries. So
right.
It was, mid-2010s.
Right. Okay. So the point is, he's been playing for a few years. He's been out on tour for a few years. And he was good enough to win two pretty big PGA tournaments back-to-back. And then now he's at the point, he's missed his last 18 cuts. Talk about a streak of playing bad golf. And yesterday, it all came to a head. He was 40 shots from making the cut. Threw his putter in the beautiful lake/pond here at 17 at Champions, and then just pulled out. I mean,
it just goes to show how crazy of a game golf is. And I believe if memory serves me correctly, you know, as we talk about guys who were once, you know, the top of their game and now aren't. Another player that was there this week, I believe Smiley Kaufman was playing at the Barbasol.
Yes,
correct.
Absolutely. Well,
he was in the final pairing of the Masters a couple of years ago. You know,
he wasn't even playing this week. He finished dead last before the cut, and I don't know what he was doing out there. But that's exactly right.
I just looked it up though. Yeah, Matt Every, it was 2014 and 2015. In 2014, he beat Keegan Bradley. Which, think about Keegan Bradley 2014. That was another example peak of his career. 2015, he beat Henrik Stenson. Stenson's playing in the Open this week, so, you know, I mean, it's not like he was out there playing against chumps either. He was beating, you know, big fields, big fields.
Right. Just amazing. Well, we're going to have this weekend here at the Barbasol is going to be really great because we have like 30 guys within a shot of the lead. There yesterday, the 10 unders after two rounds, there were 9 of them. We're tied for 7th, I believe. They're tearing this golf course up. It's very soft. We've had a lot of rain.
Can you imagine? Hey, well, how'd you shoot for the first 2 days? 10 under. Oh, so you must be leading by a couple shots. Nope, I'm in a tie for 7th.
Yeah, with 8 other guys, by the way.
With 8 other guys, yeah.
Yeah. So there is that. We're talking with Dan Houser of The Stiff Shaft, and check it out, peeps, thestiffshaft.com. Dan, if you listen to Backspin Golf, you know Dan's one of my favorite bros that we have on quite often here. All right, let's talk for a minute about the Open Championship, which is going on now. Now, here are the two things, Thursday and Friday and Saturday morning, that I cared most about. It wasn't Louis, it wasn't Colin Morikawa and his incredible iron play. It wasn't, or Jordan Spieth, it wasn't any of those stories. The only two stories I cared about were, A, was the cheater going to make the cut? The answer is no, he didn't, which made me incredibly happy. And B, I hated that the bulk made the cut on the number at +1. But I just checked the scoreboard, and he's 3 over par now. Those are the stories I care about. Am I wrong? Am I a bad person?
Well, I mean that's par for the course for you. That's right up your alley. But I mean, after his antics over the last couple of days, how could Bryson not manage to be the story, despite the fact that he's nowhere near anywhere in any significance on the leaderboard?
No, and the best part is, in my DVR recording of the Open Championship. I'm not going to see him. He's already finished at three over par. So he's tied for 68th and falling. Tomorrow should be interesting. He might shoot 90 tomorrow, which would make me happy. But I won't see any coverage of him when I get home or whenever it is that I'm going to be able to watch the Open today, because I'll be out here a good part of the day. But let's talk for a minute about the top of this leaderboard and how great it is. And by the way, everybody listening, the last group of Louis and Colin Morikawa don't tee off till 10:55 a.m., which is still great. Anyway, and then you get to watch the Barbasol after that. Oosthuizen, Morikawa, Spieth, Dustin Johnson are the top four names on that leaderboard. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you would have told anyone, you know, on Wednesday or Thursday morning, hey, we'll give you these four guys, we'll battle it out on a Saturday at an open or at a major championship, I don't think there's a single person on this planet that claims to be a golf fan that wouldn't have said please and thank you and where do I sign right at that exact moment.
Yeah, and you know the thing is about the Open at Royal St. George's, and by the way, I'm not going to mention names. You and I often talk about golf commentary and how bad it is 90% of the time. There are a couple of experts on this coverage of the Open that more than once have called it Royal St. George. That's not the name. It's Royal St. George's, for goodness sake.
Yeah. You know, we know how volatile the topic is on your end of things, but it has been enjoyable when I have been up at hours of the morning that nobody should be up at these past few days to be able to listen to Nick Faldo, because they had him on the early morning, very, very early morning, / middle of the night coverage on Golf Channel on Thursday and Friday. So, you know, the fact that this major is obviously not on CBS, you know, we won't get him on the weekend, but it was enjoyable to listen to him, you know, be out at the Open speaking about that course that I believe he actually has won at. In his
career. He did. Yeah, no, that's fantastic, and it's one of his three Open championships. And I have become, I'm not a big Faldo fan on regular events now, but to hear him speak about the Open championship, especially there, that's the great stuff, because he really goes into what it's like playing Lynx golf and all the things we want to be talked to as golf fans about things we don't necessarily know. We're watching shots. We don't need people to tell us it was a good shot when it lands a foot from the pin. We see it on TV. Listening to Faldo for this tournament has been fantastic.
And then you throw in Karen Stupples as well. Just the fact that they've made a point to include the British commentators and a tournament that is being held in that part of the country, that part of the world, I think, helps. You're right. It adds to the commentary, because we're getting information from people that know the lay of the land better than anyone else, and they're on the ground, and they're able to share that with the American viewing audience, which I think is great.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Karen Stupples, who's a friend of mine, and her partner, the great Jerry Foltz. But not only is she just English and happens to be, they gave her this assignment, she is a winner of the British Women's Open Championship. So she's pretty qualified. Right, to talk about this.
Absolutely.
And she's been great. Yep. All right, so you're going to spend the next couple of days, today and tomorrow, and then I have a feeling you and I will have to talk maybe during the week on our show in the afternoon, The Drive, about final thoughts about what happens. And, of course, none of us have any idea what's going to happen. Duh. Somebody may hit a ball that hits the lip of one of those bunkers by the 18th green, and then they're done. And that's what we love about Lynx golf. All right. Thanks, pal. Thanks so much for speaking with me, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning as well.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Enjoy the golf.
Thanks,
today.
Pal. Thank you. Dan Houser of the Stiff Chef from Florida, and now When we come back after this break, I can't tell you how excited I am. That's right. I'm excited to talk to you guys. We're going to have fun. This is ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5. Backspin Golf. Catherine is just looking at us as the two of us rock back and forth. What, you don't know the song?
No, I do not.
Generation thing.
It's a really. All right. You're a pretty good golfer right now. You're going to get better, but you and I have a lot to talk about music. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay. This is like my kids. Welcome back. We're at the Barbasol Championship here in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. And when you speak about Lexington, Kentucky and golf, there's a name that comes up from a former UK golfer. Colin Brown is the name. And this is a very special, special time for Colin's family. And I am here. I am so happy to be here with Emily, Colin's mom. Hi, Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Catherine, who's a pretty good golfer in her own right and is going to be going to college in a couple. I got the whole story, but we'll get more from you. Hi. It's nice to have you here.
Nice to see you.
Here's the deal. All our audience knows who Colin is, obviously. But there are a lot of people who listen in a lot of different places to this show. Can you tell us briefly, tell all of them a little about Colin and what happened to Colin?
Colin was a very, he did a lot of living in 19 and a half years. He had a stellar junior career in golf across the country and even across the globe. We played in France. He made his decision early to go to the University of Kentucky. Loved the coaches, buddies were there. And he played one semester in college and had a great career at UK. Played in the Barbasol in 19, lived his dream for a week, drove a Lexus, loved every second of that. And then about 3.5 weeks later, he was diagnosed with osteosarcoma.
Yeah.
And we had a 345-day battle with that monster, and we lost him.
Yes. That's the backstory to Colin. And Catherine, I'll get to you in a second to talk about being his sister, which is different than being his son. See how smart I am? Isn't
there
that duh? Anyway, I said to Dan Kett when he told me that I could possibly talk to you this morning. Here's the thing about Colin. I never met Colin, and I hate that. But there is no way to describe how amazing a young man he was, because we have all heard stories about athletes who pass away way too young. Unfortunately, it happens all the time. We read about it. Even at the University of Kentucky or wherever we are, I have never in my life heard people talk about one of those young people in the way that people talk about Colin. Never. Ever. And what's happened since then in the community at UK, and you're going to talk about what's going on with the golf course and the trophy that's here. I can only imagine how incredible a young man he was.
It speaks to the person he was.
Yeah.
that people want to keep his memory and have a legacy. And Colin would not want that attention.
He of course
very,
not.
Very humble. But, you know, it warms our hearts to know that, you know, he left his mark and people, you know, want to keep his memory alive.
And the thing is, I've been trying to leave a mark for decades and it's not working. He did it in 19 and a half years. And I will say this before I get to Catherine. You talk about Colin. There's a reason Colin was the way that he is. It has to do with his parents. I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you know them. But
you know.
I'm just saying. Well, it's a testament to how he grew up as much as the person he was, it's a testament to you all.
Well, thank you.
It but really it, is.
It takes a village, and, yeah. and the good Lord above had a whole
had
whole
a plan.
Lot. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Okay. All right. Now, you, Ms. Catherine. Your brother, how much older was he than you?
5 years.
5 years. That's almost the perfect age of siblings because you're young, 5 years younger than him, so he wants to be protective mm-hmm. of you. And it's his sister. It's not a brother, which is you're beating each other up. You're a sister. So you have this brother. Tell me about your feelings about Cullen as you were growing up, because I don't think a lot of people kind of talk about this stuff.
Definitely, Cullen was more of a mentor. He was definitely I loved him to death. He was more of a mentor, I think. I looked up to him. I wanted to be just like him when I was little, and I plan on still doing that, and I'm 16, so I'm still looking up to him. So,
you know, this just makes me angry. It does, because just hearing that from a 16-year-old, like I said, I'm decades older, and I'm not at that point yet. So I don't know how you're doing it. Did you guys play – when did you start playing golf?
Oh, I played – I think I started when I was 9, maybe, and I played little like these little like tours growing up, but I wasn't really interested. I played basketball a lot.
Oh.
And I was really into basketball, and then right after he passed away, I decided basketball isn't where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I quit, and I started to focus on golf as my only sport.
Well, this is great. Do you I know you're 2 years away. Do you have any idea where you want to go? Do you want to go to UK?
My dream school is UK.
Yeah.
That's where I want to go. But I'm keeping my options open, kind of just letting everything kind of pan out.
Okay. Well, I'll make this offer right now. I would love to be your agent. And here's the thing. Because now with this, do you know about this name, image, likeness mm-hmm. stuff going on? We can make a lot of money. Like, all right, just keep it. You too, Emily.
Let's
keep
go.
This in the back of your head. Let's go. She says, "All right, I want to talk to you a little about. Tell everybody about the. First of all, why are you here at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning at the Barbasol? What happened today?
We are here because Catherine was asked to hit. At first, the initial thought was for her to hit the opening tee shot on Thursday morning in honor and memory of her brother. She was playing in a golf tournament in South Dakota on Thursday, so didn't really fit our schedule.
Wait a second. Hold on. You're supposed to let your agent know these things, okay? You were playing in a golf tournament in South Dakota?
Yes,
on Thursday?
Week. Yeah, we were there yesterday morning.
This is just great. Okay. All right. Okay. So she couldn't do it Thursday morning.
She couldn't do it. So the Barbasol committee sent a letter to the PGA asking for permission to do it this morning because that would fit our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. So we got home at 2 a.m. Friday morning from South Dakota, 12 and a half hour drive.
Hello.
Slept a few hours, did a little laundry, repacked, and we were in town last night by 8:30. Because her brother would want us to do this.
Of course he would.
It was important to us for her to do that in honor of him, even though she was not the media darling of calmness this morning. And I'm sure her brother was watching from above, getting a pretty good kick out of it.
I was going to say laughing.
Yes, yes.
How'd you do? Where'd you hit it? Right down the middle? Did you stripe one?
I hit it pretty solid, but it was just a hair. It was just in the rough. I didn't make it.
That's okay. Have you seen? These are the best guys in the world.
Have
you seen where they're hitting it? Are you kidding me? I remember the very first. I was an actor for a long time, and I played in celebrity golf tournaments. And the very first one I played at, my brother said to me, and it was a big one. It was the Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
And there were 200 people behind the first tee. And my brother, who was playing in it, also said, when you go to put your ball in the ground on the first tee, get your partner to do it. I said, what are you talking about? He said, your hand will be shaking. And I said, but please. And I got to that first tee, and I couldn't, and I called my partner over. I said, put this on. I'm too big to put my ball on
play
a tee.
Cool.
I don't get nervous. I was petrified. So you took a deep breath this morning.
I definitely did. I'm a nervous person to begin with. I get nervous over the littlest things. And I think that's what's making Kellen laugh right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you did that this morning. That was fantastic. And before I let you go, we also have a couple other things. There is a certain trophy now that we didn't have before. Tell us about that.
The Barbasol Junior Tournament, where a young player can play his way into this event.
Which we just saw with Preston Summerhays.
Yes.
He'll be the first one to get this.
Yes, he was presented the Cullen Brown Trophy. Catherine and I drove up on the final day of that tournament mm-hmm. and presented the trophy.
Yeah.
Gorgeous piece of hardware. And so that was a great honor in Cullen's memory.
This is what I mean. This is not just a tragedy of a young man that passed away early. This is way more than that because of who he was. So we have the trophy. And there's a little matter now of some golf course somewhere that you, can you tell me about this? Where is this golf course that I need to get invited to go play? Hello?
Okay, so the golf course is a state park. It's called Mineral Mound. It's actually where me and my brother grew up practicing. We'd go late night, chip putt, do like little wedges around the greens. And that's where we spent most of our time, even though we were told not to practice together because I was a little distracting at that point. But like now I go out there and practice, and it's being named the Cullen in honor of him, which is fantastic.
And these are things that are – this goes on forever. For as long as we have a boys' Barbasol Junior Championship, the winner will receive that trophy. And for as long as people are playing golf at that golf course, that's where they're going. And this is what I mean. This does not happen very often. I've never heard of stuff like this, really. Okay, we have a couple minutes left. Here's the other thing. What are you guys going to do now? Are you going home? You're going to sleep. You're going to go back home and go to sleep. Or are you going to hang around and watch a little golf?
We're hanging around to watch a little golf today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to spend the day here.
Oh, good.
We are.
That's great. Well, I may see you later if, you know, I know you're a big shot now, but say hello to me if you see me out.
We should go play golf sometime.
You know,
at the Cullen.
Okay.
There you go.
But
there's
here's the thing. We talked a little bit about this before. I'm a very humble guy, as anybody that knows me will tell you. I played in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. I had two great guys that I played with, two pros. And I had to hold my game back because I thought it would be rude if I played better than the two guys playing in the tournament. I'm not sure you would... You would beat me like a drum. I'm telling you. I am actually playing pretty poorly. I played really badly on Wednesday. I told them it was because I didn't want to show them up, but, you know.
It's the game of golf.
It is the game of golf. Well, you heard what happened with Matt Every here in the tournament? Did you hear this?
No, we hadn't heard this.
Oh, Matt Every, who 6 years ago won the Arnold Palmer.
Yes.
2 years in a row.
Yes.
He's missed his last 18 cuts and got to 17. He was way over par. Got to 17, threw his putter in the lake, and, yeah, he's a little upset.
Did someone go get that putter?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. Now we know where we're going today, Kat.
No, we are not.
Did you bring your scuba suit and all that stuff?
No, I did not.
You know how many golf balls are in that lake?
A lot.
I'll do it with you. We can make a – see – I'm already figuring out stuff for you to do as your agent so we can get some of this. I can't tell you how much this means to me to meet both of you and to talk to both of you.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you. It just is great. Backspin Golf has been on for 6 years now, and this is one of my favorite segments I ever did. So hopefully I'll see you around here. Dan has a way to get in touch with you guys.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I am going to take you up on this.
Heck yeah.
And you and I are going to go play at the Cullen.
Definitely. Okay. Have a fun time.
How long a drive is it?
From here, 3 hours, 200 miles.
That's nothing.
What, are you kidding me?
No, we just drove 800. Come on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having
both
us.
Both of you. All right, we'll be back, and we'll talk to Matt McCrady from Man of War Golf. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
ESPN 92.5 FM and 1300 AM broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship. Coverage of the Barbasol Championship and the British Open is sponsored by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Jake's Cigar Bar, Clark's Pump and Shop, Man of War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Gearheads, Commonwealth Credit Union, Georgetown Advantage Air, and Edwin Watts Golf Store.
Barbasol Championship on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the special Saturday edition of Backspin Golf. Coming up as soon as we wrap this up here, it'll be the bottom line with Brad Taylor. There he is over there. We're in the media center right now. And then after the bottom line, it'll be the Angelo show. There's no Angelo today. I just got word. Okay, well, it'll be the bottom line with Brad Taylor following me. On the line with me now, as he is most every Sunday for our regular backspin, which we will do again tomorrow morning, is the great Matt McCrady. And boy, do I have people. I'm going to tell a little story about Matt McCrady from Man of War Golf, something that happened on Wednesday. Good morning, Matt McCrady.
Good morning, Mr. Lawrence. How are you?
That's that a boy. Mr. Lawrence is the correct amount of respect that you should show me. Anyway, so before we talk about this great Barbasol Championship, so I'm on Wednesday, we're out here doing the drive from a spot right behind the ninth green. I mean, like in the fringe around the ninth green. And all the players, the long par three, and all the pro hits first, and then the pro-am teams are hitting in there. And it's a pretty tough hole. It's about 180 yards over water. There's no grass between the tee and the hole. And I'm just minding my own business, Matt, just doing my show. And all of a sudden, there's a guy on the green, like, yelling at me and pointing. He hit a ball about 8 feet from the hole, and he's screaming and saying how great he was. And I look up, and it's you. I mean, seriously? What kind of behavior is that for a PGA professional, really?
Oh, goodness. You know, I think you really, really stretched the story here. You know, all I did was
me?
I just pointed up to you and I said, I hit that shot for you.
Me? I stretched the story?
I seen you in the distance and I was like, I have to hit a good shot here for Matthew. I have to. So, you know, I hit the best shot I could hit.
Yeah, well, you did. You striped it, dude. And then you made the putt, which was even more impressive to me. Because then,
yeah, there's more pressure on the putt for sure.
Yeah, I was watching. Then I was focused in, and I was kind of hoping you'd lip out just so I'd have something to give you crap about, but not you. You drilled it right in the middle, as I would expect one of the great PGA pros from Man of War Golf to do. And I'm sure you'll tell that story to people as you, like during lessons and different things, maybe out at Thoroughbred, out in Nicholasville. Feel free to use me in the story.
Okay, can do.
All right, good. So thoughts about what's going on out here at the Barbasol. As I laughingly say, there's about 100 guys within 3 shots of the lead, and they're all going to shoot 60 under. This is some tournament.
It's good, isn't it? I mean, the conditions at the golf course are fantastic. The course has done, you know, the grounds crew there, Carl Gray and his team have done a great job in fixing that course and doing so much drainage work on that course where it had trouble in the first 2 years there where we had a lot of rain. And so we had all that trouble with the rain. They did all that drainage work. And now, you know, me and you played it on Wednesday when it had rained a lot, and I thought it was in fantastic condition.
It was. And here's the other thing. On Thursday, I think it was Thursday, we had 2 weather delays. The first one, it was raining so hard for maybe 10 minutes. I didn't think they'd be able to go out on the golf course after that because there would be standing water and it would be so wet. I was shocked when they went back out, and that's a testament to what the work they've done.
Absolutely. And, you know, that, like you said, it's a testament to how the work they've done, and it's a testament to the care that the whole staff, whole ownership has taken into that golf course to make it as good as it can be, to showcase how good the golf course is in general, the layout, and to showcase it on TV and with some of the best players in the world.
It looks absolutely gorgeous. All right, let's talk about for a minute about a couple of the guys that are playing in this tournament. You have JT Poston and Ryan Armour up at the top of the leaderboard. And again, they don't go off until 2:50 this afternoon. But our guy Josh Teeter, four back starting today, and that's exciting too. It's really going to be a shootout here.
Oh, yeah, and that's what that golf course is set up for. These guys hit it so far. They hit it so straight, and they hit it so close with irons and wedges. And these greens are nice and soft. And this golf course is set up for a spectacular finish and a spectacular weekend of just nothing but birdies and eagles and birdies and eagles, which is a lot of fun to watch.
Absolutely it is. And the thing is, all these guys, excuse me, I get choked up talking about the Barbasol. All these guys that are playing here, there is something at stake for almost all of them. There's FedEx Cup points. There's all kinds of things about keeping your tour card, and they know they have to go low, so they get very aggressive out here.
Which, I think that's what everybody wants to see. Everybody who goes there to watch that tournament, they go there to watch them throw darts from 200 yards, chip in, roll in 10, 15, 20 footers for birdie, and just put on a fireworks show. That's what everybody wants to see. That's what, these guys are already so much better than all of us. We want to see them be really good and at the top of the game,
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, before I let you go, we got about a minute and a half here. You put something very interesting on Twitter about Colin Morikawa, who only uses a TrackMan once a month when everybody else in the world is using it 6 hours a day. In about a minute, can you explain what you meant?
So him and his coach only use TrackMan once a month just to look at face and path numbers to make sure his face and path isn't getting too over the top or too from the inside, the face isn't too close or too open. So on the normal basis, on a normal day, they just go off ball flight logs. How the ball flies, where the ball starts, how much it curves. They're just looking at the five ball flight laws, like centerness of contact, face, and path.
Right.
They're matching those laws up to see how the ball flies. And those are laws that we all teach here. And those laws they're constant. They're true. They are the bread and butter of golf instruction, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well,
and it's interesting to hear somebody say that. So that's great.
Somebody who happens to be the best iron player in the world. Thank you.
Yes.
Hello. All right. Thanks for jumping on with me. Have a great time watching both the Open and the Barbasol today. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at our regularly scheduled time. Okay.
Don't have too much ice cream out there.
Oh, I won't. I won't. I promise. See ya. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you later.
Matt McCrady from Man of War Golf. We got to get out of here. It's Brad Taylor and the Bottom Line coming up. Thank you to Man of War Golf, Edwin Watts, Georgetown Advantage Air, Commonwealth Credit Union, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Gearheads, Lexington Parks and Rec, and the great Jake Cigar Bar. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 8:03. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
ESPN 92.5 FM and 1300 AM broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship. Coverage of the Barbasol Championship and the British Open is sponsored by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Jake Cigar Bar, Clark's Pump and Shop, Man of War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Gearheads, Commonwealth Credit Union, Georgetown Advantage Air, and Edwin Watts Golf Store.